Welcome to Believe in Sparks, presented by BetOnline.ag. I'm your host, Stacey Pates. Happy to have you there. Your Sparks are below 500 right now, but they are coming off their second straight victory, most recently against the Dallas Wings. 93-91 was the final in that one. On this show, we'll hear from Brittany Sykes, Liz Cambage, and of course, General Manager and Head Coach Derek Fisher. But let's begin with Brittany Sykes.
Hey, Brittany. I know I've asked you about this, you know, a couple times over the course of going back to last season, but your playmaking, you know, especially tonight, you know, in the pick and roll, you know, whether it was hitting Liz or NECA, finding them around the rim, you know, it's not so much playing out of a comfort zone, but just, you know, like a kind of a different role, I guess, than you've been used to. You know, just what's your comfort level been, you know, being that essentially right now you're the backup point guard and being that playmaker?
Yeah, I mean, I've always had that. It's just one of those things where it's like next man up. And right now I'm the backup point guard, right? But that doesn't take me from my abilities when I'm not the point guard. So credit to my team, because they got on me the past couple games since I've been in this position to still be aggressive, especially in the Minnesota game. It was really, really apparent to me, like, dang, I really am open, so I should be aggressive. And it helped us. You know, I don't want to hurt my team. And they say go be aggressive, and I go be aggressive. I think I make good enough plays to where my team trusts me and I find the right person.
It's like, so it seemed like off the dribble, no one could really guard you. What does it do for your game when you realize that the rim's wide open and you can attack and kind of do what you want? What does it do for your game on a night like tonight?
It does wonders. And I just have to say shout out to Fish, especially with our offseason pickups, because that's honestly what's given me the space to go and drive. We have shooters on the perimeter who knock down shots. We got Liz in the paint. We got neck, you know, we have pieces to where we have to keep you honest on defense. And then one-on-one, we got that, you know? So it's one of those things where it's like, make the play and make the right pass. And we done that tonight. My teammates were open, so I found them.
Liz, you came out. I saw your energy from the moment you stepped on the court. You were fired up this whole time. You didn't even got one foul like in the first half. Yeah. Things were firing out all cylinders for you. What's the difference tonight that you just came out with so much energy?
I think, you know, we're just really growing and learning each other. And the more we get comfortable, we're playing with each other, the more confidence we have. And we're starting to really know, like, what to go to early on and to get it going. And we're all coming out with better energy, you know, a new team, bit of a rough start during May, like on the road, like that, it can really like drain you of energy. But we kept it together. We got a few wins and now we're home for a minute. So, yeah, we got a lot to work on while we're home, but it's tomorrow's our first day off. Yo. Where I don't have to see anyone. What am I gonna do?
Mm-mm, don't even FaceTime me.
Brittany and Liz, toward the end of the game, you were out there with Shanae, NECA, and Liz.
Yeah.
Do you like that lineup? What works about that?
You forget.
Liz. I'm not gonna lie.
Liz being,
I didn't realize that NECA was my three until I was like, all right, who's guarding Arike? And I was like, uh-oh. Some one of our bigs, you know, have to guard her. But Lou ended up grabbing her. And then I think NECA went to Gray. But I love it. I love it because we try to see who's going to guard NECA off of a pin down every time. Like, it's a go-to. But I like that lineup. We're mobile and we're able to have size around the perimeter with guards who like to shoot the ball. So we make them drive and then block shots. You know, pretty simple. I like it.
We'll be back with more right after this message from our title sponsor. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments for the NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
I mean, you guys have mentioned that you have very little practice time to like get comfortable with each other so far. So how do you adjust on the fly to a lineup that I'm guessing you've never really tested out during shoot arounds or practice or anything like that?
On the road, in the game, we've been learning on the fly.
Yeah.
We've been learning on the fly, girl.
Yeah, no credit. I mean, yeah, credit to everybody, like from staff to players. When we lost those games by close margins, you can tell that it was. You can tell that we needed time in the gym and practice to really go over those things. You see Seattle, they've been together for 8 years. So the things that they do, it looks like a well-oiled machine. We're getting there. You know what I mean? Like we're starting to get there. We're starting to hit our mark and we're starting to hit our groove to, you know, like Liz said, like what we go to early and what we know is working. We're working it out in live, in time action. So kudos to us because that's not easy, especially with the new team and returners with new players and rookies. Like it's not easy, but we're figuring it out.
And then you mentioned on the court post game that this was a game that you kind of had circled because yep. Dallas, was that something that like you guys talked about at all, you and Fish or just?
Yep. At the end of last season, Fish came in the room and you can ask him what he said. I'm not going to say it. It wasn't bad though, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. But yeah, ask him what he said to us in that last game. And we held on to that and we waited for this day. We waited for this game. We waited for every game. But Dallas has been one of those teams where they can get those sneaky wins. So I'm just happy that we're 1-0 on the series against them. And we're looking to close that one out, but one game at a time.
Mm-hmm. You guys led mostly the whole game. And then Dallas made that comeback in the fourth quarter. What was it just to talk about in the huddle just about getting back and finishing the game out for fast?
Composure. I think this is the most composed we've been all season. And I mean, it's how many games we have? We played a lot of games in May, right? But we kept our composure like we have been. We were poised. We listened to each other. We realized what was working and went back to it. And I think that's how we were able to really lock in. Obviously, on the defensive end, we just really wanted to get a stop. So we knew that we didn't want to give them threes. If they do drive to the basket, do not foul. But we just talked it over in our huddles and we trusted each other. That was the biggest thing. We trusted each other to get the stops.
Since you guys have said tomorrow is your first day off, I want to know how you're going to enjoy it.
Sleep.
That ain't nothing. That's crazy.
Horizontal. Sleep all day. Sleep. I get my nails now.
Yeah, sleep, eat, sleep. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little Normatec.
Okay. Last question to the players.
Brady, did you say you talked to your mom after the game?
Yes.
What did mom say?
My mom was really excited. She yelled, and then I had asked her if she remembered Natalie White because she was in Atlanta when I was there. She helped draft me. So I'm like, Mom, do you remember Nat White? She's like, yeah, Trey, right? And I'm like, I literally just said her name. Like, why are you saying Trey? But that's my mom. I love her. Mom, if you're watching this, I love you.
Do you talk to your mom after most games or is it like when you score 25 points?
If I don't get to like talk to her, she'll send me like a voice note and she'll just be screaming like, that's what I'm talking about. That's my mom. I love her though.
Hey coach. The energy just seemed entirely different this game. Is there something you guys talked about in the locker room or any kind of plans that you had ahead of time to just come out and attack from tip off?
No, I just think the team, as we've kind of had to find our way a little bit, just figuring some things out, for themselves as players in terms of preparedness and being ready. And I think, to some degree, like the game pace and rhythm that we've been on, Dallas hadn't played a game in a few days. And so I think for us, we were more game ready to start. And then we kind of ran out of energy as the game went on. And then Dallas's energy was going up because, they started to get their rhythm back. So anytime you get some positive feedback, getting that road win in Minnesota, getting back home, knowing that we're going to start to get a little bit of breather between games. I just think the players really wanted to win this game tonight and did a great job setting the tone early, forcing Dallas to play from behind.
Hey coach, both Kennedy and Brittany, you're down your two point guards. Christy isn't here. Jordan's out. And the two of them, seem to have really stepped up, Kennedy as kind of the starting point guard, Brittany as the backup point guard, not so much kind of like playing out of their comfort zone, but like just different roles than what they're used to. And in my opinion, they've been doing a pretty good job, especially, making reads off the pick and rolls and whatnot. Just, what have you seen out of the two of them essentially, playing point guard, and have you kind of found something that, going forward that you can try?
Yeah, no, I think that both players have, I think their natural instincts are to try and get downhill and put pressure on the rim. And, you know, that type of guard play is really important to playing good, efficient basketball. You know, we obviously score a lot of points in the paint, but having guards and perimeter players that are constantly looking to attack the paint, touch the paint, get to the front of the rim, it frees up other opportunities. And, you know, Kennedy's had to kind of figure out where she's going to fit in with this new team and in a different role than she had on her previous team. And, you know, she's kind of had to wait her turn a little bit after the first five or six games. But, you know, things have turned for her and she's really done a great job taking advantage of the opportunities. And, you know, Brittany Sykes, you know, I just have to really just give her just a ton of credit, man. She we've asked her to start at times. We've asked her to come off the bench at times, like, and she just always just rolls with whatever the team needs. And this past winter, she got a chance to play. She's always had the ability to take on a little more ball handling responsibility than maybe we've given to her. But this past winter, she really handled the ball a lot in Australia when she played in the winter. And I think that that really added to her comfort level and confidence being a primary ball handler. And as she's gotten more chance to do that these last few games, you've really seen her come into her own. So we for sure plan to continue to explore it. And having her with that confidence, Kennedy, when Jordan is back, and then having Christy coming soon, that's the type of playmaking and decision-making at the guard position that we feel like will elevate our roster to another level.
Fish, Brittany said, shout out to you for insisting that she be aggressive. Yeah. But she also said there's sort of like a conversation you guys had or message you had for her in that regard. Is that like, what did you tell her?
I try to keep, you know, unless the player shares it, I try to, you know, always respect what our conversations are, you know, are directly. But, you know, just encouraging, you know, Brittany, like, it playing the point guard position is hard. Like, she really, I think the game in Minnesota in the last couple of games, like, she's learning that, like, it is not an easy job to balance being aggressive, making sure teammates are involved in getting opportunities, looking for her own opportunity. And then being responsible for, okay, we need a basket at this time. Who hasn't had a touch the last few possessions? Let's not go down and take a quick shot this time. And so just, you know, still encouraging her to be aggressive. And when she sees gaps, like, she needs to attack and go to try and get to the front of the basket. And as her confidence and ability to finish at the rim, as it has grown, you know, because last year, like, she really struggled with that at times. And so it's just good to see her back to herself, basically. And, you know, we just really think that, you know, she's always been key to what our potential is on the defensive end, being one of our best perimeter defenders. But, you know, I think we're starting to see the potential she has to impact us offensively. And that really starts to create a really balanced team that we've always wanted to have. And she deserves, you know, all the credit. Like I said, she is just an amazing human being and always willing to make adjustments to do whatever the group needs.
Hey, Derek, what did you see defensively from your team today and what kind of fell off toward the end of the game?
I think just our overall activity level. I think that there are certain, you know, players that, you know, athletes enjoy competing against because they know it's going to be a challenge. And if they don't bring it, they're going to get embarrassed. And I think Arike and Marina Mabry, they bring that out of, to me, everybody in the league, because you know that their backcourt is really dynamic and they make a lot of things go for the wings. And so I think that defensively, you know, our players just tried to take the challenge early. And making those two work really hard. And I thought early in the game that that's what really made the difference. Like, we scored 18 points. You know, I think we had about 4 minutes and 49 seconds to go in the first quarter. We'd already scored 18, but we'd held them to 9 points. And, you know, so just reminding the team that that's how you actually get a lead. It's not just scoring 18 and giving up 18. you know, and so I think we're continuing to appreciate the importance on the defense. I think as the game went on and our energy level, you know, kind of started to dissipate, We weren't able to get to the loose balls and the 50-50 balls, the things that required multiple efforts. That's what kind of went down as the game went on. And that's where some of the timely baskets or the second shots that they were able to get allowed them to continue to work themselves back into the game. But we knew that they were going to come out and fight in the second half. You know, this is a good team. They're really competitive. And, you know, we caught them early after not having played a game in a few days and made them play from behind. And, you know, we've been in that position a lot early this season. So it was good to be on the other side of it. Yeah.
Believe it or not, Coach, you're past the 25% mark for the season.
Yeah.
How do you feel so far with the progress the team has made versus maybe last year's team where they were 25% in?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, last year's team were five games into the season, everything changed, you know, when NECA went down and just the amount of injuries and things that we sustained last year. 2 minutes into game number two, Jasmine Walker went out for the season. So last year was just, you know, a train wreck before we could even get started. And we liked a lot about last year's team. And to still be one possession from being in the postseason last year, I think it says a lot about all of those players. And I think this year, different type of adversity, right? Not the injury bug per se, but just hard, you know, to start with the road games and the newness of our team with eight new players and higher expectations, you know, than we had last year. So, you know, I think we've done a decent job adjusting to all of those things so far this season. And then now it, you know, there's an opportunity for us to actually fine tune who we are now. So far through 11 games, we've just had to like lace our shoes up and go out and play because we had the game every time we blinked. But now we get to actually break down and start to look at what we're doing well, where our weaknesses and our growth opportunities, and really start to hone in on those things over the next few weeks that hopefully will allow us to actually get better and not just kind of tread water. And, you know, we're still really confident we can be, you know, as the season goes, like we can start to find ourselves in really good position, you know, as we get into June, July, and August.
Thank you again, Brittany Sykes, Liz Cambage, and Head Coach General Manager Derek Fisher. We appreciate y'all as always. Up next for your LA Sparks, they face the Phoenix Mercury, who they beat by 5 points back on May the 25th. That game is coming up on Sunday, June the 5th at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Our podcasts are available to be downloaded or streamed on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, Spotify, Luminary, iHeart, and our website, Believe.com. You can also follow us across social media at Believe Podcasts, at Believe Sports. You can find me at Stacey Pates on Twitter and on Instagram as well. And as always, thank you so much again for hanging out with us on this episode of Believe in Sparks, presented by BetOnline.ag.